it's that time of the broadcast schedule to turn over just about a quarter hour to the radio voice of the Evangel Home in Fresno. This is Heartline, ministering to women and children in crisis since 1955. In fact, the Evangel Home of Fresno, one of the first facilities in the nation for women. And we're very pleased and thank God for that. Your host every week here on Heartline is Jim Tuck. Here he is.
All right. Thanks again, Ken Adams. We're so excited to bring Heartline to the radio airwaves of Central California. Jerry Brenneman is here. And Jerry, we have a guest returning with us. Teresa is about to graduate. And we're excited about that. And so we want to hear her story and look forward to hearing what God has done and talking about the changes in her life that maybe that you have seen and she has seen over the past 9, 10, 11 months.
So anyway,
make the introduction if you would, and we'll talk to Teresa.
I can say Teresa is why Evangel Home is here. When I look at Teresa, and I think there's never been a moment that she was here where she played games. I don't think. Now, I've been here 23 years. I get pretty good at knowing who's playing games. Sometimes it takes me a while. But I can tell you, nobody gets to graduation and almost community connection by playing games. What we saw with Teresa in the crisis home, we continued to see when she went into Crossroads. And I'm thinking one of the things we might have thought was going to be a problem with Teresa, she always seemed kind of put together. So we were afraid she would become what we call a junior house manager, that she'd start telling everyone what to do. No, she just presents herself very well. She's got a great presence about her, and she's genuinely concerned and interested in other people. And so when she applied for Crossroads, we just said, go for it. And that's what she's done for 9 or 10 months now, ready to graduate in about 2 weeks.
Wow. Well, Teresa, congratulations. And, of course, I've had the privilege of seeing you around here through most of those times that you've been here. So let's back up. I'm going to ask you to retell your story, remind folks or inform folks who are new to us on the radio. What was Teresa's life a year ago? Yeah, a lot of changes, and a lot of times it's emotional times that make it difficult to talk, and it's okay. But I'm going to ask you, first of all, is Jerry accurate? Did you ever really, honest now, play games?
No, definitely not. The Evangel Home is very life-changing for me.
Yeah.
I can't be more thankful for the Evangel Home. I can't even put it into words how thankful I am. It's changed my life.
Yeah.
You know, I kind of wanted to say in my introduction, it's probably not real cool to introduce someone and say that in this circumstance here, when there are some women that just sort of can be really, really tough to work with. And, you know, and we don't always like everybody, but that has nothing to do with who we get to help. Mm-hmm. But to have someone like Teresa where I can sit here and say, I love this woman. I love having her here. She's one of those people that when she's not here, when I leave in the afternoon to say goodbye or whatever she says, I miss that. And she's somebody that I kept thinking, is she going to apply for Community Connection, our graduate program? I didn't have a clue what she was going to do. We hadn't talked about it. That's not my job to talk with them. But anyway, so when she filled out the little piece of paper indicating she did that, I thought, yes, we want Teresa here as long as possible. She'll just get better and better, and I think she's a good influence on other women.
Well, I love whenever I see her, I come here, always a big smile. Hi, Jim, a wave with a big smile, and I always feel like, hey, my pal's here, you know, all is good, all is right with the world.
And that's the feeling, you know, she's not in your space, in your face with that kind of chatter. There's just the space that Teresa occupies is good, and you just want to share with her. And when she's not there, you miss her.
Yeah.
So she just kind of undergirds everybody, I think, and makes us all a little better.
Yeah, I think so. I think she's one of those rare people who impacts in a positive way everyone around her.
Yes.
And she just has that kind of presence and always has from the early days. But let's, are you okay to talk?
Yeah,
okay. Yeah.
She kind of likes hearing this, so I might.
Yeah. Yeah, the strokes are nice, but the, you know, fortunately.
But the Kleenex is gone, Teresa, that's it.
Fortunately.
I remember that when I first came on the radio station the first times, I was so excited, remember, and I just couldn't sit still hardly.
Stop talking.
You know, and now it's, I'm a little emotional because my life has changed so much. You know, the Evangel Home, I wouldn't have been able to do it without them, honestly. The staff here is just wonderful. I don't know how these women do it here, but they do. They have a mighty heart, a mighty woman of God's heart, you know. You know, because you could go to any rehab, pretty much, or any place like that, and it's not going to be the same as the Evangel Home. It's truly not. And I don't think I would have wanted to do without them. And my life has totally changed, and I feel so much better. I have God more in me than ever I could have probably possibly had it before. You know, you could do the 12 steps at any program, but, you know, having God in your heart makes a big difference.
A substance abuse in your background?
Yes. Okay. Yes. God has delivered me from all of that. Thank God.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah. So let's not go back over that all again. That's obviously very painful. What now, as you look back, what were some of the highlights? Was it a class or a couple of classes
or a relationship
that were really extra significant?
Of all the staff is very awesome. They're all awesome. We have a very good relationship with all of them. Classes are great. They bring out things that you didn't even know you had in you. Anger management used to make me angry, and now it doesn't make me angry anymore. So I guess there was issues there.
You managed it.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, I managed
it. Step in the right direction.
Yeah. So I mean, I didn't know I had something issues wrong with me. I didn't even know that were there, and then they pulled them out, and I feel so much better now. More focused on who I am and what I got to do.
What about your relationship with the other residents? What has that transitioned over time, do you think?
The other residents we're all good. We're all good. I try to, like, guide them in the right direction, you know, how I always tell them WWJD, what would Jesus do? Because that's the only thing that you can say in some situations, especially with a lot of women.
Yeah.
You know, you just have to think like God would think, you know. And you can't judge. That's a big thing that I've learned, that you just don't, you can't judge. Who am I to judge? You know?
So when is your actual graduation? Not a date, because we don't want to date the program. I mean, a couple of weeks or?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. So you're about winding it down.
Yes. I'm a little antsy about it, but it's kind of, my heart's kind of like, I'm going to miss being in the program and going to classes. But yet I'm flourishing.
And you're applying to community
yes.
Connection. And how do you see, what do you see unfolding there?
Oh, I'm definitely going to get a job as soon as possible and then hopefully go to school to be a phlebotomist.
Okay.
You know, and I do want to mention, while Teresa talks about getting a job, how difficult it is for our women to find jobs.
Right.
We will, she will be in community connection. I think that will be our sixth woman, our fifth. We have five now, or four now, I forgot, but... And it's very hard for them to get jobs, partly because some of them have a record. You know, people have called here and tried to sign me up for all sorts of security things and fingerprint things and said, you know, you might be hiring a felon. And I say, so what? I like to hire felons.
Mm-hmm.
But most employers aren't going to do that.
Right. Yeah, obviously the resume is not sterling.
No.
It's not, it's rough.
And with that in mind, then we really want some partners in the community that would be willing to take a chance on our women, because some of them have never had a chance. And part of community connection is we then encourage them to do their best, look their best, even when they're over here answering telephones. And, Jim, there are two women that I'm thinking of right now, Jessica and Susan, that when they come over here to answer phones, they are so dressed up. I mean, not inappropriately, you know, 6-inch heel kind of dress up, but very professional. And it kind of breaks my heart, because some days they look way better than I do, and they're just answering the phone. But it's kind of part of that whole professional
yes.
persona that we're trying to teach them. And it's my prayer that that they will find a job. I mean, they would be really, truly happy getting a job scrubbing toilets. Mm-hmm. But we haven't found that job for them yet either. So I hope that as we talk and pray more about this, there will be a few people in the community that can help
step
make that
up
connection.
And help. Yeah. Teresa, let's talk about phlebotomy. Where are you going to go study?
Phlebotomist?
Yeah.
It's taking blood.
I know. Where are you going to study?
I'm not sure yet. I'm taking the steps that Anita's helping me out to look online to find out what schools. I know that there's like a 9-week program that you could take to become a phlebotomist, but I'm not sure even about that. But I need to do my homework on that still.
Okay. Has this been a long, long time passion for you?
I do believe so.
Yeah?
I do believe so.
That's an interesting one.
Yeah.
I don't know when that kicks in or why. Why would you want to be that?
Don't know why. There's more than one reason why, because I want to help people. I don't know.
You would be able to work in a medical setting that way. That's not something you'd do on your own.
Little outfit.
Like the outfit. I chose my career because the shirt was nice.
I don't know where that came from. I mean, maybe God put it in my head. I don't know.
Well, it's interesting, though, because we have had a few graduates that even years ago who graduated who wanted to do that, who did find jobs and are still working at it. I've run into both of them numerous times in their little outfits.
Yes.
And they're both still working as phlebotomists.
Yes. Yes.
Well, Teresa, believe it or not, we're just about out of time here. But thank you for coming in again, kind of last minute, and being willing to share and be a little vulnerable. Obviously, a lot of emotions bubbling up as you consider appropriately grateful for the changes that God has brought in your life through the ministry at Evangel Home over the last year or so. God bless you as you move ahead.
Thank you.
And our listening friends, if you know of an opening in for a phlebotomist, give us a call. Teresa, get her training. We got one in training for you.
Yes.
All right, we've got about 30 seconds, Jerry. We are right up to holiday time. Just remind our listeners, this is a significant time of year to be of really practical help.
Exactly. And, turkeys is always at the top of the list. You can't get more practical than bringing us a turkey. Those are little birds that we freeze and keep all year long. And I think we still have one or two turkeys from last year. Huh. So November, this time of year, as you said, through the holidays, is crucial for the little practical things, including cash.
Okay. So give it some prayer, my listening friend. And we urge you to consider prayerfully, first of all, pray for Evangel Home. You don't have to pray about praying for us. That's that's a given. But God is changing lives here. This is the front lines of the warfare in a difficult part of town, a difficult group of people. But it's happening here. We could use your help. Okay, we're out of time. Thanks for joining us. We look forward to our next adventure here on Heartline from Evangel Home of Fresno.
The Evangel Home of Fresno. You can reach them by phone in the 559 area code 264-4714, 264-4714. Round the clock online, look for them at evangelhome.org. Thank you for tuning in this week's RV Radio Voice of the Evangel Home in Fresno, Heartline, and we'll see you next time.